You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Something to change me. The Word of God as fire. Okay, that's what our topic for this morning. And today, as what we have seen in the bumper video, people are longing, they are craving for something that will change them. They are looking for ways how to save them, how to change them, how they will change. Like merong ang TV show, The Biggest Loser. Ano? Meron na, dapat ata meron The Biggest Winner. Ano? So people are looking for ways how they can be better, how they can be wiser, how they can be rich. How they can earn more money. They attend seminars and listen to motivational speakers. They read, they buy self-help, motivational, inspirational books in national bookstore. And some people, they want to change their appearance, their body. So they go to a beauty parlor or a medical clinic and have something changed to make them appear, to make them look better. And some other people think that by changing their name, they will become better people. Diba? May kakilala pa rin ganun yung nagpalit ng pangalan. Sino kakilala mo, Pastor Ed? Ad de la Sierra? Yung mga, alam niyo ba, yung mga Pilipino, mga immigrants sa US, they changed their name from Filipino names to American names. Like si Gregorio Talahib. Diba? Gregorio Talahib, naging George Bush. Meron din, nagngangalang Leon Mangubat. Leon Mangubat, Tiger Woods. Tapos nagpalit ang pangalan, Rogelio Dagdag. Rogelio Dagdag, Roger Moore. Ito pa, si Mr. Topacio Mamaril. Nagpalit ng pangalan, Topacio Mamaril, Top Gun. And then si Remigio Batong Bakal, Remington Steel. Federico Hagibis, Federal Express. Si Miss Victoria Malihim. Alam niyo na yan. Victoria's Secret, you got it right. Mr. Jaime Bondoc. Jaime Bondoc. James Bond. 007. Si Burgos Bahaghari. Mr. Burger King. Burgos Bahaghari. At ito pa, si Mr. Eleuterio Ignacio. Electronic Ignition. Yan po, nagpalit ng pangalan. The hoping they can become better persons. No? But we know that's only the Word of God that can change a person's life. Only God, the Holy Spirit, can change us. How many of you, your lives have been changed ever since you became a follower of Jesus? I was asking our class yesterday in training for victory, that things that God changed them, that changed in their lives. And some of them said, the Lord removed the vices in my life. Some, God removed my lying habit. Di na siya nagsisinungaling. Some people were changed. Many people were changed. All of you can testify that God has changed you. I myself, the Lord has changed me. I remember when I was in high school, I was a rock guitarist before. I was playing songs of Led Zeppelin, Nazareth, Queen, My Sharona. Do you know those songs? Hindi niyo na inabutan? Inabutan niyo. I had a poster of Kiss on my room. Alam niyo yung Kiss, yung mahaba yung dila, mukhang demonyo. No? And God changed me. Now I'm praising God, the rock of all ages, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus changed me. And what we have just read, no? Last week in 1 Peter 2, the Apostle Peter was exhorting us that we should crave or desire, in 1 Peter 2:2, we should desire the pure milk of the Word, like newborn babies, so that we'll grow in our salvation. We are to long for, we are to thirst, we are to hunger for the pure milk of the Word of God, so we will grow. And that's what Jeremiah the prophet did. He ate the Word of God. Jeremiah 15, "When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty." Jeremiah, the prophet of God, craved. He ate the words of God. It was his top priority. It was his desire, top desire. John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States, said, "So great is my veneration for the Bible that the earlier my children begin to read it, the more confident will be my hope that they will prove useful citizens of their country and respectable members of society. I have for many years made it a practice to read through the Bible once every year." The president reading the whole Bible, Genesis to Revelation, every year. That's his commitment. You have a commitment like that, to read the Bible through in 1 year. There's a lot of Bible reading guide plans in the internet. Just search that in Google. And here in Jeremiah 23, the context is the prophet Jeremiah was sent by God to declare the word of the Lord against the false prophets, the religious leaders who are tasked to share the word of God. Instead of sharing the word of the Lord, they are sharing their own opinion, their own words, their own imagination. They just invented the words. And they are saying that there will be peace and security. We will not be invaded by the Babylonians. But in Deuteronomy 28, 49 to 52, it tells us that judgment is coming and that God will send a ruthless nation to invade you, conquer you, if you will disobey the word of God. And the people knew that, and that's why Jeremiah was sent to remind the people of, to warn them of the impending judgment of God, punishment. Not to destroy them, but hoping that they will repent from their sins, turn from their wicked ways. And he was preaching to an obstinate, hard-headed, hard-hearted people. Matitigas ang ulo, matitigas ang puso. Nakilala ba kayong mga taong ganun na tinatama mo na ngayon mali, siya pa yung galit sa'yo. Diba? There are people like that. When you correct them, they get angry. That's the kind of people Jeremiah was preaching. There were false prophets roaming around and telling, verse 16, sabi doon, isa-isayin natin, verse 16, "Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes." Okay? Maling pag-asa. "They speak visions from their own minds." So it's own imagination from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. "They keep saying, those who despise me," verse 17, "the Lord says, you will have peace. You will have peace." They are saying that the Lord does not see you. It doesn't matter what you do in life. No matter what you do, the Lord will give you peace. They are saying that God is not holy. God is a merciful God, loving God. Yes, that's true. But He is a God of holiness. He is a God who sees all things, who knows all things. And here, in verse 18, sabi doon, "But which of them has stood in the council of the Lord to see or to hear His word? Who has listened and heard His word?" You see, the source of the word of God is very important. The source is more important than the content. People, you may hear good words or positive, encouraging, motivational speech, but is the source reliable? Is the source from God? Diba? Maraming pong mga false prophets, naglipa nang yan. There are many false teachers on television. You may hear good words or philosophically, logically true, but is it the word, really the word of God? Are they speaking from God? Or speaking just their own interpretation, their own opinion? And that's what Jeremiah was confronting here. He was rebuking the false prophets. And then verse 22. Go back to verse 22. Sabi na, "I did not But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. Right? The word of God will turn, will change, will make people to repent from their evil ways and their evil deeds. How will you know if it's the word of God? It will change your life. You will turn from your evil ways and your evil deeds. You'll not just feel good, you'll not just feel inspired, but your attitudes will change. You'll no longer be angry. You'll be able to forgive your father, your mother. You'll be able to extend forgiveness. You'll be able to break free from lust, from immorality, from impurity, from the things that are entangling you, from the things that are keeping you from growing in your spiritual walk with God. So God's word is powerful to change us. Only the word of God can bring genuine change in our lives. And like a fire, that's what verse 29 says, like a fire, fire can do a lot of things. Fire is used for cooking, okay, for bringing heat, warmth. Fire is used for purification process of metals. But we will see how the word is so powerful to change us as it is being likened to a fire. Kinumpara po ang salita ng Diyos sa apoy. At tulad ng apoy, marami pong gamit ang apoy. The word of God can change us in three ways I will share to you today. First of all, God's word, like fire, God's word penetrates us. It sinks deep. It goes through and through our hearts. Jeremiah 5:14 says there, therefore, this is what the Lord God Almighty says. Because the people have spoken these words, I'll make my words in your mouth a fire, and these people, the wood, it consumes. Okay, so fire consumes, it penetrates, it burns up things that are burnable. But may pag, lalo na pag ang bahay mo is made of wood, flammable things can be easily burned. Or yung siga, no? If you're barbecuing something, fire penetrates the wood. So the prophet's message of God, no, they're saying that God does not see us. God will, it's okay to just continue with your life. Just do your own thing. But Jeremiah said, God sees all things. God is nearby. Verse 23, am I only a God nearby? Declares the Lord, and not a God far away. Can anyone hide in secret places so that I cannot see him? Do not I feel heaven and earth, declares the Lord. So the false prophets were deceiving the people that they won't be invaded by the Babylonian army. But Jeremiah declared the word of God, no? God sees all things. God sees your wickedness, your idolatry. And that's why you need to repent. And that's he exposed their delusion, their deception, by saying that God is an all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful God. And the word of God penetrates us. This is what Hebrews 4 also says. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates. The word of God penetrates. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. The word of God is alive. It's full of life and power. And it penetrates. It sinks deep through our hearts, our soul. And that's why we need to let the word of God judge the attitudes and thoughts of our hearts. Some people judge the word of God. They are critical. They look for errors in the word of God. But the opposite should be done. You should let the word of God judge you. This is our standard. This is our mirror. How many of you have looked into the mirror this morning? Raise your hands. All right. Some did not look into the mirror. The word of God is like a mirror. It's alive. It penetrates. It sinks deep. Everything is laid bare and exposed before the eyes of God. Wala pong makapagtago. And He is the one to whom we will give an account. Every one day, all of us, all people from all nations of the world, young and old, rich and poor, will appear, will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, to whom we'll give an account. And the question is, do we allow the Word of God to penetrate, to sink through, to reach through and pierce our hearts so that we can be changed? God's Word penetrates us. One businessman who goes to our church in Victory Fort but attends my Victory group every last Wednesday night, no? He's a very successful man. He supplies herbal products to Mercury Drug. No? If you have a problem with HIV, alam niyo HIV, hair is vanishing. He is the supplier of the ultimate hair grower. Herbal, no? Product. And in his office, he has a policy that all his employees will read the Bible during the first 30 minutes in office when they arrive in the morning. Right? So, his employees, all of them, no matter what your religion is, you read. If you want to be part of this company, the ultimate hair grower, then you read the Bible for the first 30 minutes. Right? Every one of them read the Bible, read their Bible. And even people who are not yet Christians, they become Christians. Why? Because the Word of God penetrates their hearts. They become saved. They become a follower of Jesus. And that's why the truth of the Word of God penetrates everyone, regardless of what you are, who you are, what you do in life. And that's why, that's the reason, because of this businessman's commitment to the Word of God. That's the reason for his success in business. The Lord is prospering him. So God's Word penetrates us. A second way that God's Word is powerful to change us. Number two, God's Word brings passion. It brings heat, brings warmth. Diba pag malamig, when there's a cold weather, you need fire. You can go around a bonfire. Diba? Na-experience niyo ba mag-barbecue ng hot dog and marshmallow in a bonfire? Isa na yung picture natin ng bonfire. Ayan. To keep you warm. If the weather is cold, the Word of God brings heat. It brings passion. It brings energy. It brings the zeal of the Lord. And that's what Jeremiah experienced. He experienced the power of God's Word. In Jeremiah 20 verse 9. But if I say, I will not mention him or speak anymore in his name. His word is in my heart like a fire. A fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. Jeremiah was discouraged for some time because the people he was preaching to ridiculed him. They mocked him. They made fun of him. They disrespected him. And it looks like he was misled to being a preacher because his words were being rejected. It's not the word of Jeremiah, it's the word of God. And that's why he said in verse 9, Jeremiah 20, if I say I won't mention him or speak any longer in his name, his message becomes a fire burning in my heart, shut up in my bones. I become tired of holding it in and I cannot prevail. So the word created a passion, a heat inside of Jeremiah's heart. He cannot contain it. He cannot hold it. Hindi na niya maitago. And that's why he spoke. He declared the word of God. Is the word of God burning in your heart? Are you on fire for God? Do you want to be zealous? Do you want to be productive? Do you want to be used by the Lord? Then let the word of God, crave for the word of God, and let the word create fire. Be a fire in your heart. And give you the zeal of the Lord. Let the zeal of God's word consume you. It's the fire of God. And many people are passionate about many things, about music, about sports. Nagkagulo po last night, no? Did you watch that? In Araneta Coliseum, They're passionate people. Filipinos are crazy about basketball. But the Bible says, you know, it's only the Word of God that brings passion, that brings heat. And that's what the two disciples experienced while they were walking along with Jesus on the road to Emmaus. In Luke 24, they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while He talked with us on the road and opened the Scriptures to us? And so Jesus, when He spoke the words and when He explained the words to these disciples, the Word of God was burning within them, in their hearts. There was a man named William McPherson. He was severely injured when a charge of dynamite exploded in front of his face. Although he survived the blast, he became blind. His hands were destroyed. And so he greatly needed strength. And so he could not read the Bible in Braille, the Braille version of the Bible, the one that's the Bible for the blind, diba? Yung the Bible in the book of, in the movie, the book of Eli. Yeah, did you watch that movie? All right, the book of Eli. Masyadong violent nga lang, no? But, and so, he could not use his hands, he could not, and that's why he tried to place his lips on the dots of the Braille Bible, but they were numb. And he found that he could use his tongue to decipher the moon type system of dashes. And so, although the metal left his lips and tongue bleeding and very sore, he prayed to God to help him continue to learn just the letters of the alphabet. And so, what happened? He continued to read the Bible with his tongue. In the 65 years that followed, William McPherson was able to read the Bible through 4 times with his tongue. You know, what a love for the Bible. His example leaves us without excuse not to read the Bible. Here's a man blind, cannot use his hands, but yet he read the Bible. He craved for the Word of God. He used his tongue to read it. So God's Word penetrates it. God's Word brings passion. Number three, God's Word purifies us. It purifies us, cleanses us, changes us. Jeremiah 23:29 in the NET Bible, my message is like a fire that purges dross. It is like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces. I, the Lord, so affirm it. Fire is a picture of the divine word. It is a purifying fire because it consumes, it burns up all everything that is evil, everything that's harmful, everything that's impure. And so the word is like fire and like a hammer that breaks a hard rock or a hard heart when spoken. When the Word of God is spoken, it removes impurities from our lives. You know, as fire refines metals, you know, it removes impurities or unwanted elements from a substance. So the Word will purge. Iba pag merong metal na hinihinang or you're shaping as a sword, and you show the picture, the metal worker, he'll place the metal in front of the fire. And so the dross, the foreign matter, the mineral waste in that metal will be removed. And what will remain is pure metal. Whether it's silver or gold, the pure will remain. The impurities will be removed by fire. And that's what God is doing with our lives. No? He is purifying us. He is after the gold, the silver. God wants us to be like Jesus. He is forming Christ-like character in our hearts. And that's why the fire of the Word of God will remove all the impurities in our minds and in our hearts. The Word of God, Jesus is coming. He is coming back for a glorious, holy, spotless, blameless church, according to Ephesians 5. And how can we be blameless and pure? By the washing of the water of the word. Ephesians 5:26 to 27. We purify ourselves when we obey the word of God. When we read and obey the Word of God, we are changed. And all these impurities, all these bad habits, these evil attitudes, evil thoughts in our minds will be removed. We'll be purified. We'll be purified. So the main point I want to leave with you today is this: craving God's Word can bring lasting change in our lives. Let's say it all together. Craving God's Word can bring lasting change in our lives. If you desire, if you crave, if you long after, if you prioritize the Word of God first and foremost in your life every morning, it will bring true and lasting change in your life. How are you responding to the Word of God? Are you allowing it to penetrate your heart, to change you and purify you? Or do you have a selective hearing of the Word of God? Some people have a selective hearing. It's like going through a cafeteria or a canteen. They only get the food that they like. They only read parts of the Bible that they want. Yun lang ma-encourage sila. Those positive words. But the words that will convict them, they try to avoid it. Or they don't want to hear. They don't want to accept things that will change their hearts and change their lives. Jesus said in John 5:39, "You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the scriptures that testify about me." Do you diligently study? Do you search, investigate the scriptures? Why? Because if you do that, you will have eternal life. You will see Jesus in the Bible. You'll know about God. You'll know God. Here's what Michael Horton, professor of theology, said: "To preach the Bible as the handbook for life, or as the answer to every question, rather than as the revelation of Christ, is to turn the Bible into an entirely different book. This is how the Pharisees approached Scripture, as we can see clearly from the questions they asked Jesus. For the Pharisees, the Scriptures were a source of trivia for life's dilemmas." So the Bible is not just an answer book or a self-help book, how to make you better, how to make you a better person. But the Bible is a revelation of Jesus Christ.